the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, this is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about distribution planning. So how you distribute your assets.
You may not have heard that term before, distribution planning. It's not something that a lot of people talk about, but we're talking about it because it's really important and it's something that can make or break your retirement plan.
Yeah, I wanted to devote a whole show to this. It's very, very important to talk about these things because in retirement, depending on where you take the money from, people just take, oh, I need money, just take it out. And they don't think of, hey, if I take money out here, I'm going to get taxed more than if I take it out from this area. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that today.
And that can mean spending down your assets a lot more quickly than you had intended.
We're getting deep into the woods. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're live today in the studio. You can give us a call, 631-451-1039. That's your number on your dial here, 631-451-1039. Feel free to call in. You have any issues about anything in terms of financial retirement planning, feel free to give us a call. We'll be more than happy to answer your question.
And you could always visit our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And there we have all of our past radio shows as well as on iTunes. Just go to podcasts and then that top right-hand corner, just type in It's All About Retirement and all of our past shows are up there.
That's right. So, and you could also send us an email, info@craigjamesfinancial.com. That's the best way to do it. info@craigjamesfinancial.com. And some people don't want to, they have a question. They don't want to get on the phone. They want to, I hear that. I get the emails. So send us an email. We could pop, if your email comes up, we could pop it live on the air and not mention your name. And we'd be more than happy to answer your question. No question is too silly. No question is unlearned. This is such a confusing topics that we talk about every week. It could be really, really, it confuses people enough, I think, that they get frozen. That's a good Disney movie, Frozen. They get frozen, they won't do anything, and I don't know, just leave everything where it is. But this is the time of year where we're getting a lot of stuff in the mail. We're getting 1099s. It says, right on the envelope, it says, important tax information enclosed.
Open that.
Yeah, don't you want to? We should do a mailer. We should do a mailer, important tax information enclosed. I wonder if you could do it. I wonder if that's legal. Anyway. You want to open it, and I know in our household we put everything. My wife and kids are instructed to, if you see something that looks like this or that, and it's got red lettering on the outside, put it in a special envelope. We have this big envelope that says 2014 taxes, and that's what we really need to do. So, that being said, if you're getting a lot of this stuff in the mail and you're really confused about what it is, also give us a call. Maybe we could lead you through to getting. It's a time of year where a lot of statements come out. Things need to be prepared for the tax return. Feel free to give us a call. You want a second opinion on what you have? Give us a call. Very, very important. 631-393-2888. So distribution planning. One of the things that came out to our listeners, very, very important, that the president, one of his budgets that he was talking about, as you know, this is the time of year when they talk about budgets, they're going to put a cap on how much you can have in an IRA. They're capping exactly $3.4 million. That's their proposal. So if you have more than $3.4 million, it won't be tax deferred anymore. Now you can say, well, that's a lot of money. And what they do is they calculated that that comes out to about $210,000 in required minimum distribution income a year. And therefore, that's enough money for you to live on in retirement. That's more than enough money for you to live. So someone has a should. They put from the beginning of our shows years ago, I've always said, I'm sure the first place if they need to raise money is going to be IRAs, 401ks, the tax exempt provisions on the Roth IRAs, and also tax-free muni bonds. They're always things that, yeah, they were tax-free. I bought them. Guess what? We need the money. We're going to start taxing. And they're under attack, and they know that there's this money sitting there from all the baby boomers retiring. And that's the first place they got to look if they want to raise money. The government. It's the first place that they want to look.
Exactly. And so, that's something you bring up often. We do a lot of educational workshops, whether it be for police officers, teachers, nurses. And that's something that they're always very shocked by and always enlightening. Who are they going to go after when they need money?
It's
going to be the older generation.
That's it. Well, who's got the money? Who's got the money?
Exactly. Right.
So
you're sitting there listening. You may be that generation. So if things are going to change, it's important to have procedures in place and accounts structured properly. And that's something that I know Craig's always thinking outside the box. And at Craig James Financial, we're always trying to find and look for solutions that will help prevent anything bad from happening to all this time that you took to earn and grow your hard-earned assets.
Exactly. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. Today, we're talking about distribution planning. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. You can send us an email at info@craigjamesfinancial.com. And we'd be more than happy to chat with you and talk to you. By the way, we're live, 631-451-1039. If any of these things disturb you, give us a call. Let's air it out. Join the conversation. So today we're talking about distribution and distribution planning. Very, very important topic because, you know, a lot of people in our industry, I'm in the Financial Planning Association of Long Island, and I'm very proud to be part of that. A lot of the people there are experts at accumulating money. And they're good at, oh, here's where you invest. This is what you should do with your money. Buy this stock, buy this bond. And that's all about accumulation. And that's great when you're in the accumulation phase. There are fewer people who are in the distribution planning who really look at, okay, now that you've accumulated this money, or we need to still grow the money, but we also need to figure out what's the best place to take the money. And we find that one of the biggest mistakes retirees make when calculating their living expenses, like how much they're going to need when they retire, is really forgetting how big of a bite that the state and federal taxes can take out of your savings, even local taxes, property taxes. So they, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to get this and this and blah, blah, blah. And okay, what's your property tax? So there's $16,000. Okay, well, that's pretty much your after-tax result of your Social Security. So that's a wash. So now where are we going forward? All these taxes that are in your life right now take a huge bite, and people really underestimate the amount of bite that they take out.
Absolutely. So it's really what's in your pocket? Like, how much are you actually getting when you're taking money from your retirement assets that you're able to use and spend on your living expenses? And for most, those living expenses are preparing for a very long life. And we've talked about this in past shows, but you're not just planning for a 10, 15 year time span for most people. Many people are retired longer than they actually even worked. So you're really trying to plan and maybe make your money last a lot longer than you had actually thought in the beginning.
Yeah, one of the things that we really like to do when people come into the practice or come in for a consultation is to really look at the best and most efficient way to tap into their money. Everybody knows I have money. Here's where I could take money. But is it the most efficient way to take the money? I mean, when you do this, this generates something that the government that's going to go on your 1040. And you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Or if we sell something, we may have to pay taxes on it. What is the most efficient way to take money out of the accounts? And now when you look at it, somebody's got, like the government's concerned about $3.4 million in their retirement assets, whether it's a 401k, IRA, or combined, and that's a cap. They're not going to let you take any more money out. Well, I'm going to ask them, well, suppose they have $3.6 million. How do they take out that $200,000? You going to tax them on that as well? And then is it going to be short-term tax, long-term gains tax? dividends and interest? How are they going to tax that? So very, very, if you're confused about this, which I could understand, you need to give us a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. You know, conventional wisdom is long held that you should, you know, tap or go into your taxable accounts first, meaning joint accounts with rights of survivorship. That's you and your spouse. The other thing would be an individual account, and you start hitting those accounts, then followed by some of the tax deferred retirement accounts, such as an IRA, 401k, 457, 403b, and then towards your Roth. But a lot of people don't have those things in place. So you don't even have the option. You haven't even set up to distribute your assets because it's just not it's not there. And so we want to make sure that we do a good job at figuring out how the best way to do this is and where are the best places to take your money out that don't show up on your 1040. Yeah, we're going to talk more. There's a lot on distribution planning. It's a topic that's not talked about enough. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, and we'll be back right after the break. All right, we're back. This is Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And our work number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Today, we're talking about distribution planning. You could find us on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. So distribution planning is our topic today. This is, if you're new to the subject, this is really saying, okay, so I'm getting close to retiring or the next phase in my life, and I'm going to enjoy myself. And I have these money saved in different accounts, usually a smattering or a schmear, accounts to use the Yiddish word. And how do I, you know, what am I going to live on? You know, at what time do I turn on Social Security? What time do I, you know, everybody's looking forward to their Social Security payments. So we set up in our practice, because we specialize in distribution planning, you know, we set up a program that allows us to find out how to maximize your Social Security benefits, meaning that what's the best age for you to file? And if you live till age, you know, 86, here's where you'll get the most money. Should I wait? And it's interesting that the program that we have helps people because it's pretty precise. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to file age 66 years, 4 months, and then you're going to take Social Security for a year, then you're going to suspend that and then file on your wife or your husband for another, then for 2 years and then turn it off. It's pretty, to maximize Social Security, it's a beautiful tool. And that's part of the, one of the things that we like to do at Craig James Financial Services, very, very important, the to be able to nail down your distribution planning better. And Social Security is certainly one of the places that we're looking.
And people aren't talking about this. Other advisors just aren't shedding light or helping educate their clients about this. And it's something that is could be an integral part of your entire retirement plan. And even the Social Security offices aren't going to say, hey, you know, have you considered this strategy? There's just not enough time for them. They're understaffed. I don't know if you've ever called and
they're
waited.
Not allowed, really.
They're not really allowed to tell you.
They're not going to tell you how the best way to maximize the money out of this.
And a lot of advisors aren't talking about where to take your hard-earned assets from in retirement. And that's why distribution planning is so important. It's something that I feel no one's really talking about. Yet it's something I'm sure if you're sitting there listening, you are thinking about, well, great, I've saved this money in my 401k. Let's say you have $1 million in there. And then you also have an IRA here. Maybe you have a small Roth IRA somewhere else. We see this all the time in the office. You're bringing in statements from all of these different places. And that's great. You should pat yourself on the back that you saved.
Yes.
You did a great job saving.
Yeah. Our listeners need to know that also. That you need to consolidate or at least calculate a number of all your IRAs, because if you take it out of one IRA and not the other two, you could be in good trouble.
In a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So that's something that, okay, yeah. So now you've saved, but what's that next step? How do you take your money and make it last as long as possible?
And part of that step, our listeners should know, very, very important, is like, okay, am I always taking principal? You know, if I have, you know, if I need $40,000 to live or $50,000, am I always touching my principal and so my account's going down every year because I'm taking that money out? Maybe we could do something to help you so that maybe you're not, you know, you're basically living off your income from your investments and you don't actually tap in the principal. That's an important thing. Most people don't realize that, but yeah, they realize that as they start to see their accounts go down, that they may, that, you know, something comes in like a light hits and says, I may run out of money. I just may not have enough money. I feel pretty good. I'm healthy, but it becomes a pall that goes over people's heads and eyes. It says, I may not have enough money in retirement because I started to take out money from my IRA. And I'm seeing it go down. And we'll look at it and we'll say, a lot of times the fears can be unfounded. We'll say, no, you have. Matter of fact, here, if we tweak this portfolio a little bit, we can generate more income from the portfolio so you're not actually tapping principal and that you'll have money to live on. And so that's a different, they go, really, can you do that? Well, if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. Our office is on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. That's Route 110. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And you can see us on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And we're more than happy if you send us an email to check in on you and certainly bring up your concerns on the air.
I do feel it is important to mention that working with a team of professionals is extremely important when you're considering your distribution planning. So you always want to consult with your CPA or tax professional as well, in addition to speaking with a financial advisor or your estate planning attorney. And that's why that's one of the resources that we always have available to our clients is you want the best team working for you. You want people who are going to help you and be with you and make it easy to meet with everyone at once, because the thought of you bringing up, Craig, if you're sitting there wondering, am I going to outlive my assets? That's stressful enough. Then having to coordinate meetings. I can barely coordinate a dentist appointment without feeling stressed.
Or if you have doctor's appointments, you know, as a lot of students or retirees or retirees have, they're going from doctor appointment to doctor appointment. And all this gets lost in the mix. You know, they're worrying about some pains they're dealing with. They're worrying about medicines that they're changing and things like that. And it becomes, you know, their financial planning part or the distribution planning part really takes a backseat to something that really should be in the front. So very, very important.
And part of distribution planning, I mean, this is going to have to be a whole nother show, but taking your required minimum distribution. And for those of you who are listening, you have to start taking those when you're 70 and a half. The government makes you start taking money from your IRAs. And this was something that, of course, who knows what's going to happen and what's going to change about this in the future. But where to take your required minimum distribution can be a huge topic in itself. And if no one's talking to you about this and you're not really sure where to take it, or you're just taking it blindly from every account, you need to give our office a call because that may be the wrong strategy for you. Our office number again is 631-393-2888. And again, our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, is a great place to go and listen to our past radio shows. If you'd like to see some upcoming events that we have, you can click on our events tab.
Yes.
And then also, feel free to email any questions that you have. We get them all the time in our office, and we want to create an environment where your questions are encouraged and answered. We don't like when people come in and they're nervous because of maybe prior relationship that they have, that they feel a relationship. I can't ask this question.
Yeah.
It's your money. Of course you should ask the question.
You bring up a good point. You come in, it's a relaxed environment. We talk on the phone. It's a relaxed environment. If we can help you, that's great. We'll know within a few minutes if we could help you. If not, then we may point you in the right direction. I mean, I founded Craig James Financial Services 8 years ago in 2007 because I felt there was a need to give independent, objective financial advice. We're not owned by any bank or insurance company. So we could truly tell you, you know, tell it like it is. There's nobody standing overhead and says, tell them this, tell them that. Now, we could point to IRS.gov and all these other great places that if you had some questions, or great CPAs that we know in terms of taxes, or great attorneys that we know in terms of estates. But certainly, it's something that you need to do. This is the time of year to do it. This is when everything's piling in terms of all your 1099s from various investments. Get a second opinion. Figure out how you're going to do this distribution thing. The time to do distribution planning is before you decide to leave your job. The time to do proper distribution planning is several years before you decide to retire. We're doing distribution planning at the moment of retirement, and which is okay. We don't mind doing that, but certainly having a couple of years in front of that really, really helps. So if you're listening to this and you say, geez, you know, I'm really, you know, I got to get motivated. The hardest thing is to just send an email, give us a call, 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888, or send us an email at info@craigjamesfinancial.com. That really would take the most effort. And we've gotten, and you know what I like? For our listeners, you know, this is really, really very happy. We do get emails, which are great, very supportive, with questions. We also get people said, you know, I listened to you and I could really use some help. And to me, that says, hey, they're motivated. You know, I like that. Is anybody that's motivated will help. That's, you can't beat that. You know, it's like one of those things where, hey, people are, they understand that if they just take one little step, a lot else is going to fall into place for them.
Absolutely. If you're booking a meeting, let's say with your CPA or tax preparer right now, you do yourself a favor and book a meeting with us as well. That way you can make sure everything's aligned and in order. It's just another call and another step, but that way you're taking care of everything. So remember, mark your calendar, book your tax preparer, but also book a time to review your assets, because that's something that's very important.
Absolutely.
I'm Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services. And please remember, it's
all about retirement.
Thank you.